Right, we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. He had a couple of receptions and a TD in Sunday's win over Washington. 35 receptions, 337 yards, 3 TDs on the year. Played his college ball at SMU. He was undrafted in 2012. Buffalo is 6-2. They're in second in the AFC East. They're at Cleveland Sunday, CBS game. He appears courtesy of Polaris Ranger and the most driven team program. Cole Beasley joins us. Cole, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So with the win, you guys are 6-2 now. I know you and everybody else in that locker room would probably say that you have not played your best football yet this year. So how good does it feel to start 6-2 and knowing that your best football is still ahead of you?
It feels great, man. And, you know, going to a new team, you never know what it's going to be like, but I couldn't have asked for any better situation. I love the guys on this team, and you know, they come to work every day, and it's really fun to be a part of, and a unique experience here in Buffalo. And I'm just excited to keep building this team and getting better and better with these guys.
Cole Beasley joining us. Cole, I've talked to a lot of Bills over the years. I've been there. I've seen it firsthand. I want to get into that unique experience in a minute, but I want to talk about your quarterback, Josh Allen. It seems like from the very moment you got there, you've been hyping him both as a player and a leader. What is it that you've seen from him that gives you that feeling? Is it his physical ability, or is it more about the mental side and remaining steady?
It's both. You know, everybody knows he has the physical tools, but what makes a great quarterback is how they deal with things mentally, the ups and downs of the game. And, you know, he does a good job of staying level-headed throughout everything. You know, whether a bad play or good play, he remains the same guy. He just moves on to the next play and keeps moving forward. And that's what you want to see out of a quarterback and your leader. So, you know, I've loved playing with him so far. And I can't wait to keep building this chemistry together and get better and better. Sky's the limit for him, man. He's so athletic. He can chuck it anywhere on the field. So I'm excited for him. He's got a bright future.
Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley joining us. Cole, as long as we're talking about mindset, what kind of a mentality does it take to have success in the NFL from the slot? Because you know there's going to be hits that are going to come your way.
You know, I actually do a good job of avoiding those hits. So that's why I've been able to play for as long as I have so far. But really, it's just kind of, I don't know, I got a good understanding for coverages at a young age. I played quarterback in high school with my dad was my coach. So I got to develop an understanding of coverages early. And then also, when I went to SMU, I played for June Jones. So and a lot of it, we had to read coverages, so that helped me as well. And it's just knowing where people are going to be at, how coverages work. So I'll look at a coverage, and I want to understand what coverage it is, whether I have an option route or not, so I know where guys are going to be coming from after the catch as well. So that really helps me to avoid those hits.
I think that's really interesting. And I think a lot of people know that you played quarterback in high school, but maybe as importantly was the fact that you played point guard in basketball, and you were a very good one at that. How much does that help you in that regard, too, in playing the position in the NFL?
I think that's really made me the route runner that I am. The way I release against press corners, I'm basically playing one-on-one basketball with them. You know, some guys stem and do other things, but I like to square everybody up and you know, not really give them a tale of which way I can go. I square them up so I can go either way. And, you know, that's really what you do in basketball. So, you know, a lot of how I run routes came from playing a lot of basketball. I really don't think I'd be the route runner I am today if it weren't for all the basketball I played. And I played a lot of AAU in the off season too. And actually, my head coach of basketball was Tony Hill, who used to play for the Cowboys. So, you know, he may have helped me a little bit pass some wide receiver tools down and through basketball.
Cool. Tony the Thrill Hill.
Yes, sir.
I've talked to Buffalo Bills players for the years, and you started the conversation, actually, Cole, by saying what a unique experience this has been so far. When I talk to Bills players, it keeps coming up over and over again, the relationship between the players and the fans. You played in Dallas. That's another really passionate fan base. So what's your impression of the Bills Mafia so far?
And from my understanding, they've been through a lot. For a lot of years, so just the passion that they have and standing behind their team is incredible. And actually, my last two touchdowns, I've gotten to jump in the stands and party with them a little bit, and you know, it's been a blast. So you know, I've seen some fans with painted faces and wearing all kinds of crazy stuff, and Actually got beer all over me when I jumped in the stand. So we had a good party on Sunday. It was awesome.
There's no party like a Bills party. And on our simulcast, we just rolled some videotape of you going in the stands. It looked amazing. You know, one more thing that comes up from the guys who've played in other cities, you know, like they have this impression of Buffalo as a place to live that maybe is not so favorable. And then they join the team and then they spend time in Buffalo and they end up really liking it. What's it been like for you so far to be in that city, to live and work in the city?
Yeah, that's why I said it. Really, it's a unique experience because, you know, with it not being a huge city, there's not really a lot of things to do maybe in the city life. So, you know, there's a lot of my teammates, they'll have parties. There's always something going on with your teammates and you're always together. That's one thing that's different about Buffalo than Dallas. Dallas is so big and everybody kind of spreads out and goes their own ways once practice ends or once we're done with work. But here, man, we're always together. My kids have so many friends with their teammates' kids, so that's why it's such a unique deal. We're always together, and we really build that bond, and it makes it a lot easier to play for the man next to you on Sundays.
I was going
to
say, Cole, how does that translate? I think for people who don't do it, we have a hard time understanding chemistry. It always seems to me that people who say chemistry doesn't matter are the ones who don't have it. How does that translate on that field, that bond you're talking about that you build off the field?
Oh, no, it's important. The more you care about the guy you're playing with, the more length you'll go to do your best for him. You don't want to let those guys down, you know. I mean, if you don't know your teammates, then it's like you don't really care as much about letting a guy down or not. You know what I mean? It's more about you than it is them. But here it's not that way. You know, every guy's playing for the guy next to him, and we care about everybody because we're always together. And you know, really we build that chemistry and that love for each other because of that, you know, for that reason. And, you know, really they have – you know, McDermott does a good job of making it a point to bring family around to the facility. And, you know, there's always, like, events and stuff. My kids went trick-or-treating there for Halloween, so they had this big deal for that. That was the first time I've ever done anything for Halloween. Usually teams have Christmas parties and stuff, but they go all out for every event, man. So it's a real cool deal.
That is cool. Cole Beasley, my guest. You're working with Polaris Ranger and the Most Driven Team program. Go ahead, lay that out for me, Cole. What's that all about?
Yeah, I've really gotten together with him. You know, I played Texas high school football, so I know how awesome it is. So some of the most fun I've ever had playing football. You know, there's really not a day that goes by that I don't think about one moment from like a high school football game. So it's pretty cool. But really I'm partnering with them and Dave Campbell's Texas football to identify five schools that are playing for more than wins and losses. And, you know, all their stories have been captured in short videos as part of Polaris' Most Driven Team campaign. And anyone can go watch these stories and vote for who they think is the most driven team on there. And it's TexasFootball.com. So, you know, it's really exciting for those guys. They have something else to play for. Not that they really need any motivation playing in Texas. So, you know, there's nothing bigger than that.
It's funny you say that. We were just talking to Jahlil Adai of the Texans, and we were talking about Texas football versus Florida football. I myself am a California guy. Cole Beasley appearing courtesy of Polaris Ranger and the Most Driven Team program. And Buffalo is 6-2. They're second in the AFC East. Cole, really good to have you on the show. Thanks for your thoughts. Hope we can do it again.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
That was fun, Cole. Good job. Thank you. Cole Beasley, our guest. Bills Mafia, 6-2. Loves his quarterback. Hey, nobody has ever doubted that Josh Allen's got a gigantic arm, great athleticism, big, strong, physical. Feels like he can make it every throw because he can. But they're 6-2. And the thing they're doing, people are talking about this, and it's true, they're beating everybody they're supposed to beat. But to me, that's not a knock or a rap.